Good afternoon, Lubbock, all of West Texas, and wherever you may be tuning in. This is the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast. I am Chad Hasty. Hope you're having a fantastic day. A few things that we're working on for tomorrow morning. Want to remind people to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show. Weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online at KFYO.com, and you can download the Radio Pup app. Wherever you go, you can listen to the show via Radio Pup for your iPhone and Android device. Tomorrow morning, that would be Wednesday morning at 8:40, we will start things off visiting with Dan Branch. He's a Republican candidate running for Attorney General here in Texas. We will talk about his campaign, where he stands on some of the issues, and some of the big issues in the AG's race. One of the things that we're taking a look at right now, Representative Steve Stockman coming out blazing on his first day as a Senate candidate. Of course, he came out last night, decided to file against U.S. Senator John Cornyn in the Republican primary. Surprised quite a few people out there. Now he is sending out an email blast asking people to donate money. And he is actually saying that John Cornyn is a liberal. Here's what he says in a fundraising email. In a Dear Patriot, this according to the Dallas Morning News, in a Dear Patriot fundraising email, Stockman warns would-be donors that they are in a foxhole. It's the last thing you need. And as a Republican bayonet in your back, that's what liberal John Cornyn has been doing to you every day. That from Steve Stockman. John Cornyn wakes up every morning and works to make the Senate a more liberal place. Liberal John Cornyn betrayed Ted Cruz by abandoning Republicans during the Obamacare filibuster, and it goes on and on and on and on. Well, not everyone is taking a welcoming approach to this type of email from Steve Stockman. In fact, the Club for Growth, that's the conservative group that really helped boost Ted Cruz and his fundraising, they've decided, you know what, we're not going to get involved in this thing. This is what the Club for Growth had to say. They even defended John Cornyn, according to the Dallas Morning News. Quote, "While Congressman Stockman has a pro-economic growth record, so does Senator Cornyn, as witnessed by his 87% lifetime Club for Growth score," Club President Chris Chocola said in a statement. "Our PAC evaluates three factors when looking at races that involve incumbents. One, the strength of the incumbent's record. Two, the degree of difference between the incumbent and the challenger on economic issues. And three, the viability of the challenger. None of those factors weigh against Senator Cornyn, so we do not expect to be involved in the Texas Senate race." That's not good news, by the way, for Congressman Steve Stockman, who is running. Even the Republican Party chairman said, no, John Cornyn is not a liberal. President Obama is a liberal. John Cornyn is not. We'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow on the program, on the Wednesday edition. You can send me your thoughts. Do you think John Cornyn is as liberal as Congressman Steve Stockman is trying to make him out to be? You can send me your thoughts on Twitter, at Chad HD Radio, via email, chad@kfyo.com, and of course tomorrow morning on the phone lines during the Chad HD Show. Hope you have a fantastic afternoon. Remember to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11, on News Talk 790 KFYO. And by the way, if anyone sees Chris Wynn out there, someone ask him why he's running again in the Republican primary. It's not just me who wants to know. It's just about everybody else. We'll talk to you next time here on the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast.